What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and the CAPS caps are still
they handle business,
dude. Last night was one they had to have. Boston is good, and they controlled that thing. It wasn't high flying hockey or anything, but they controlled it the whole game. They got the win they had to get. The empty netter
they got
felt
the two. They got the two.
The empty netter felt pretty damn good at the end because it was like. That was a nail-biting game throughout, man.
Oh, yeah. 2-0, 2-0.
All right, everything's on the line tonight. I mean, B, you didn't play hockey, but you played professional sports for 14 years.
Yeah.
Is there anything – now, obviously, the best feeling is, like, the Rangers, who have clinched the number one seed and are chilling. That's got to be the best feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But going into the last game of the year, knowing that if you win it, you're in, what is that feeling like?
Well, this is the thing when you can't, if you can't get up for this game, then something is wrong with you. You're probably dead. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's one of those things where, listen, man, and especially in hockey where the eight seeds and people like that, they normally win sometimes. So if you get into the playoffs, you can make some noise. You know, in other sports, if you come to the last game and you need it and you're playing against the number one team, you got a problem.
Like, God bless. The play-in game in the NBA and the play-in tournament and blah, blah, blah. Whoever gets through to play the one seed's probably going to get worked.
Probably going to get cooked.
This is a hockey. You know the security guard downstairs that we always kind of talk to? He always asks me about basketball. And in football season is football. But, like, that dude asks me about the Wizards and the Hoyas almost every morning.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I, like, sometimes will, like, make sure I know what happened last night before I run into him. He asked me about hockey this morning. He's like, you see the Caps last night?
You were happy to hear that question.
I loved it because one thing that happens in this city especially, and you know who I hung out with for a little bit yesterday before the game was Brett Sullivan. And he was saying how great it is when you get to kind of the spring, summer hockey when you're wearing shorts, but you know you need a hoodie because you're going to go in the arena and it's going to be super cold.
There you go.
And then you come back out and you warm back up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously, we have the memories of the Cup run. It wasn't that long ago. It feels like a long time ago now. But this season felt so cooked. If you go back, Kerwin made us these graphs to use on NBC4. If you go back to the All-Star game, where I think only Tom Wilson got in, right? They had a 2% chance of making the playoffs at that point. 2%. The trade deadline, when they correctly sold off pieces, they had a 6% chance of making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened? Ovi got hot. Caps got hot. And
young guys started to grow.
Totally.
Yep.
At one point, they had a 76% chance of making the playoffs at the end of March. Like, what is the end of March? 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? Then, in classic just nothing is ever easy in this city, they lose six in a row. Their playoff odds fall down to like 35%. Now they're kind of fighting, clawing. They've won two in a row. Got the world on a string tonight, man. It's up to them tonight to beat the Flyers, and they could be in. And then if they get in, they're playing the Rangers, who look like a freight train, but in hockey, nobody knows anything. Listen, nobody knows what the Commanders are going to do at number two because they're being extremely tight-lipped, but we all have a pretty good guess. In hockey, nobody knows anything. I feel like an 8-1 damn near every year.
It happens a lot.
It happens with regularity.
You get on a roll, and the other team's sitting there waiting for you normally. You play, like, meaningful hockey down the stretch, and all of a sudden, you have to get that thing revved up again. And if the other team's already rolling, by the time you catch it, you might be down 2-0, 3-0, 3-1, 2-1, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the pressure is on you, and we know when pressure builds on the favorite normally folds.
So, a couple things. I was at the game last night. I thought the crowd was great. There was a lot of barf yellow in the stands, but that's just the world we live in. Everybody felt kind of nervous, you know what I mean, like throughout that thing. Because Boston comes in as a freight train, and Washington was desperate, and Washington's been up and down. But they got the win they needed. I read Steve Wino's story this morning for the Associated Press, and a couple things stood out to me. So the Caps were walking off the ice, and they got to watch the end of Montreal and Detroit, which was obviously a really important game for them. But I'm just reading Wino's lead from the story. leaving the ice and seeing the results of other games around the NHL after beating the Boston Bruins 2-0 on Monday night, Washington Capitals players took turns telling each other that it doesn't matter. We take care of our business. We know where we're going to be.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Goaltender Charlie Lindgren said after his 16-save shutout. I love ignore everything else because you know if you win these two, you're in.
There you go.
Lindgren was really good. I had the shutout. A couple really big saves. Had an early save on the dude. How do you pronounce it? Their high-scoring guy. Pastrnak, I think. He's
that
a 50-goal scorer. Dylan Strome was really good last night. John Carlson gets the key goal. And I liked this. This quote was, again, I'm reading from Wino's story this morning. But this is from the Bruins coach. And this, to me, is exactly what you want to see in a win-and-go-on type game. This is Boston coach Jim Montgomery. I think the word struggle is a compliment to the way we played. I thought Washington, their desperation, how well they defended, how well they hung on to pucks in the offensive zone is the way we wanted to play. That, you got to love. I mean, desperation defensively, hanging on to the puck. They need to do it one more night, and I just think we don't know what we've got left in the Ovechkin tank.
And, he got something left.
Right, and just to get him back in the playoffs I think is so exciting with the way you've got young guys playing. Dude, they did have another injury last night. Malenstein got hurt, but according to Wino, Carberry said Malenstein will travel. You think they went last night? To Philly?
Cap?
Yeah. You think they go this morning?
They could have gone last night.
In the story, it says Malenstein traveled with the team to Philly. If it was me and it's not me, a trip that short, wouldn't you rather sleep in your own bed and just go the next morning?
Yeah, man, you get there and then you can go through the motion of what you're doing on the
game day. Because
they
got morning skate and all that.
Because if you wake up today and you got to be traveling today, it kind of makes things begin to be a little rushed. So going last night, you get there, you go to sleep and...